Boom, 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 Smino Shima. Smino Fusco, Shabim on them. All they hate it when you smile now. They lactose tolerant, I cheese on them. Smino Compadre, Speaker.
Yeah, I know, but we don't have money for that. I didn't even pay for this.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't even pay for this. Actually, it did pay for this computer.
All right, guys, welcome to our podcast once again. My name's David.
I gotta lean up. What's up?
What?
They know my name.
No, just say your name.
They know my name. Just... All right, guys, today we're gonna be talking about
shoes. He's Daniel.
We're talking about shoes, right?
Yeah, we're talking about shoes.
All right, great. I can't wait.
It's gonna be a lot of fun. We know that a lot of you guys have strong shoe games out there.
No, we don't.
No, some of our audience.
Debatable.
All right, so Daniel, tell us about your shoe game. What is your
shoe game? My shoe game is weak.
Yeah.
I have one Vans, one Converse, and one Adidas Continental 90s. Sounds like a hotel breakfast bar or something.
Wow. Okay. What? Okay.
They just do.
Yeah. Maybe.
What? Like Continental breakfasts?
Do you have like a favorite shoe brand? What's your like go-to shoe brand?
Vans.
Really?
Because Vans, you can go with almost anything. I don't know. I like Nike more than Adidas.
Why?
Because they're just better.
No.
They have Jordan, which I'm not a really big fan of, but they got Jordan, and their running shoes are way better.
Okay, we're gonna get to that a little bit later because I have things to say about that. But keep on talking about your shoe game. Like,
yeah, I own one Vans, one Converse, and one Adidas. That's it.
What do you like about those shoes? Like,
give simple, us the look.
Give us visual imagery, like some audio imagery.
I got a Vans old school that's like this salmon pink, real nice. And then I got these black Converse Chucks, high tops, real nice. And I got these Adidas Continental 90s in like a throw-up yellow, real nice.
This is why you're the worst podcast host ever.
They're all real simple, go with almost any outfit. That's why I like them a lot. I like shoes just to be an accessory of the outfit, not the main focal point. Because, you know, my pants are always the main focal point.
Yeah, you're obsessed with pants. I hate that. All right, let me show you what I mean. This is what I mean.
What
right?
do you mean?
I'm going to describe my shoes, right?
Okay. And you want me to say it like how you say it?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I mean, maybe.
No, I'm not going to.
It would have been nice.
I'm not going to read. I just explain what I have. You go.
Okay. So I have a pair of gray Tims. They're like a gray, I don't wear them like too much, but I bring them out every once in a while. It's a pair of gray Tims. They're like a storm cloud gray. They have the double sole, like single collar. I got them from Marshalls. That was a cop. They were like $70, $80.
What is
like
gray storm or double storm?
No. I said gray, like storm cloud.
What's a storm cloud?
You don't know what a storm cloud looks like?
Well, like, it's like white.
No. What?
Okay, never mind.
Okay. Anyway, so it's like gray like a storm cloud. I really like those Tims, but I can only rock them with a couple of outfits because they
insecure.
Like
your.
Shut up.
Okay.
All right. I have a pair of black Adidas. I have the Adidas. Oh no, what do they call it?
I'm gonna look the same like... shoes as I do.
No, not the Adidas Continentals. Uh-huh. I do have the Adidas Continentals in black. I do really like those. Those are some good shoes. Uh-huh. Like they're comfy and they're also have this nice blue and red accent that goes across the middle of the shoe.
Everyone owns those shoes. Go ahead.
That's not true. Yeah, shut up. And then I have this pair of black. Oh, what are they called? They were really, really popular. Like almost as popular as the Roshis.
NMDs?
Yeah. NMDs. Yeah. Thank you. I have the Adidas NMDs. I got them in black. I used a gift card to get them. I'm telling you, that was a steal.
Congrats.
Because they were gone for a while. And I asked the guy at Foot Locker. I was like, hey, when you get the stock back, text me.
You know this guy?
No.
Personally?
No.
Did he text you?
No. But I came back and then he was like, oh, we have them in stock right now. Like, you should get them in stock right now. They had one more of my size because those things were going quick. That was back in the day. And they don't glow in the dark. They have like the 3M on the side so that it stands out. It's really nice. They look really good. That's I'm a great. Really big fan of NMDs.
Is that it?
No.
Okay, Cub, go.
I have a burgundy pair of New Balances. Unfortunately, right now they have a lot of mud on them and I'm too lazy to clean my shoes.
Mud
so.
Boy. Okay, go ahead.
You want to rush through this.
No.
Burgundy New Balances, white soles. They look nice when they're clean, but right now they're dirty as anything.
Whose fault is that?
It's actually, they actually got dirty when we went to that Kendrick concert. I'll show them to you. They're like really bad.
Just throw them in a washing machine. They'll be fine.
Yeah. Do you do that?
Yeah.
I feel like that.
With, like, Vans, and you put them in a shoe bag.
There's a shoe bag?
Yeah. It looks like a pillowcase. Put them in a pillowcase. Tie the end and then throw them in the washer. Yeah.
Do you have one?
No, you have pillowcases.
Man.
What the?
I don't want to use my pillowcase. What if my pillowcase gets dirty?
Boy, you just go for Marshall's. Buy like a $2 pillowcase. All right? No cares.
Yeah, so maybe I'll wash those, but I'm worried it won't dry properly.
Dude, if you don't clean them, you're never gonna wear them again. So what's the point? You have nothing to lose.
Yeah, you're right. And then I have a pair of blue Vans. I really like those blue Vans.
Those things are beat the hell up.
I know. I got them from a thrift store.
You need to throw them away.
What are you talking about? They still look good.
You look homeless when you wear them.
You look homeless all the time, so it doesn't even matter.
What the fuck? I will fight you.
Daniel right now is wearing a cream sweater. Camo,
don't stretch
real,
my sweater.
Real tree camo pants and a black beanie with two safety pins pinned into it.
Because I'm a safe guy.
Boy, you look like you just came out of a dumpster. Or yeah, out of like a dumpster Bass Pro Shop.
If anyone wants to compare me and David's outfits, I'll win every time.
I am wearing a gray. I'm wearing like
this,
a cream.
This sweater is disgusting.
And nah, this pants, sweater is
why are you wearing
nice.
Burgundy pants with this? This makes no sense.
It's cream and burgundy.
And you have black socks.
Yeah, because I was wearing black shoes. Cream and burgundy, it makes sense. You're just trying to come at me because I came for you. Nice try. All right, we're gonna keep on going with shoes.
I forgot my rings. Never mind, sorry.
So talk to us about Jordans. What's your opinion on Jordans?
Oh, Jordans? Jordans are cool. You know, I don't think you should make Jordans anymore. They're making new brands, new models every year. They look like space astronaut shoes or something like that. But they need to stop that. But the only Jordans I ever liked were the Jordan 1s.
Really?
I think everything after that, it's just not my look. But I think all of them look pretty cool.
Do you think they look? Would you ever like, rock Jordans if somebody give you like a free pair?
Like that weren't the ones, or they were the ones.
Mm.
Like I think the threes are alright. Like the fives are okay. But I probably would never rock any Jordan except the ones.
For real?
I'd probably just sell them.
Wow.
Because I don't vibe with them. They're like too athletic.
What do you think of the sneaker culture? Like the fact that you're putting something really really expensive on your.
I think it's better than the streetwear culture. Like,
really?
Streetwear culture is like Supreme. And like shoe cultures like Jordans are better than Supreme.
Why do you say that?
Because like kids are insane with Supreme nowadays. Like things will like sell for like 10 times the value for a shirt, but if it's like a shoe, then it won't go for that much more.
Yeah.
And I could see why shoes are more valuable than like shirts. So I don't like think it's as crazy to blow a lot of money in a pair of shoes and a shirt.
Here's my thing. I think that the make matters because making a shoe, if you think about it functionally, it's kind of difficult.
Yeah.
Like you have to make. You have to get the leather right. You have to get the sole right. You have to get
It's a lot of more design involved.
Exactly.
A shirt, you just put a design on a t-shirt and it could sell for like $1,000.
Yeah, they put a logo on that thing and that thing will sell for it. Like they'll make the shirts for maybe $50 max.
But that being said though, I do like clothing companies way more than shoe companies. Like I don't pay attention to shoe companies ever.
Really?
Yeah, like I look at like high designer fashion more than like any type of shoe company.
Hmm, that's interesting.
I don't look at Adidas, Nike,
So do you think that like Jordans are, but you would say that Jordans, it makes more sense why they're
It makes more sense. I understand why people spend more money and more time on Jordans.
Than on like streetwear.
Yeah.
Do you think?
To me, it makes more sense.
What do you think of customized shoes? Do you like them?
Yeah. I think they're pretty cool for the most part. It's just that like, I've seen a lot of like Air Force Ones where they do like this like special like rose design or something like that. I think that's cool.
But you wouldn't buy it?
I'd rather do it myself. Because I don't think do they sell for like $300?
Yeah, it matters.
When the shoe is like only 90 bucks.
Yeah.
I don't think I would do that.
But it's because they have to put so much detail into like every part of the...
Screw their work. I could do it myself.
Shoot.
What? I'd rather do it myself too. It's probably more enjoyable anyways.
Maybe. If you could customize, let's say somebody gave you like a nice white Air Max.
Yeah, Air Force One or Air Max?
Air Max.
Which one? There's like...
The 90, wait, whatever.
Air Max, no, 90s are...
97? What,
no,
which one
Air Force Ones. Say Air Force Ones.
Air Force Ones.
Yeah.
If you were asking the question, then you could make the rules, but I'm asking the question. So why are you making the rules?
I'm not going to answer if you say Air Max.
Okay, fine. Air Force Ones. You're so petty. So I give you a nice pair of Air Force Ones.
Yeah.
White.
Yeah.
What design are you putting on them?
Okay, so I'm completely taking the shoe apart.
Really?
I'm doing a complete reconstruction. Oh, dude, I was at the Nike lab in New York when I went to New York.
Oh, you know, the new
one? So fire.
Really?
Dude, they had this thing where you can make your own Cortez. You know the Cortez?
Yeah.
Dude, I wanted to do it so bad.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, they had an entire like process where you like make your own Cortez.
Wait,
from like
we
the
go
bottom
to
up. We should, dude. It's so cool. Like you go into this, they do like this like assembly line thing where you can like choose like the materials and like how they construct it. Like the logo can be like hand stitched on and stuff.
Oh,
and then you
gosh
go into a different room where you like paint it and stuff.
Oh my god.
It's
gosh
so cool. Like, dude, I wanted to do it so badly. We didn't have any time, but oh my god. And I love the Cortez too.
Really?
So I would definitely do that.
Okay.
But like, yeah, I know what you're saying though. If I had the Air Force One and I had a chance, I would completely redo it, take off all the stitching, and I would add like black stitching, right?
Hmm. Okay.
So like a subtle detail. And then for the Nike logo swoosh, I would like do something where it's like offset a little bit, but like, and like maybe cut it in half and like move it around.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. I would like do some like definitely experimenting with the placement of the swoosh.
It's kind of like it's been cut in half by a knife or something.
Something like that. Like offset, like, you know, like it's not like symmetric. I don't like symmetrical. I like asymmetrical.
Okay.
So the left shoe might be different than the right shoe, or
that would make me cringe.
No, you don't understand, David. So it might be different or something like that. And then, yeah, I don't think I would do much painting. I like simple shoes, like black and white. So I wouldn't do much like painting on it.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. That's why I don't really like the rose shoes like people do. Like, I think it's cool, but it's just, you can't wear them with, like, all the time. I want shoes that I can wear all the time. That's why I like black and white shoes.
You don't want to have to think about what shoe am I wearing.
Exactly. Yeah, I never pick the shoes. Sometimes I pick the shoes first, but
I think shoes matter.
They matter. Like, I won't wear like, yeah, I'll have to wear like white or something. If I like wear like a full white outfit, I'm not gonna wear white shoes again. Probably wear my pink Vans to like make it stand out.
I think that shoes really matter to make or break an outfit.
Really?
I think like, yeah. Because as you go from like top down, that's how I judge outfits, from the top down. If it starts well at the top, but then you mess it all up at the bottom.
Really ugly.
Huh?
What if they're really ugly?
The person?
Yeah.
An ugly person can still pull off a fire outfit.
Oh, I think you said you start from the top down, so like, it would just be bad.
Oh gosh. Anyway, yeah, I think shoes really matter. But I think, here's my thing.
Yeah.
This is a controversial statement. Ready, everybody? I think that women's shoes have so much more variety in like style than men's shoes. In sneakers and in like just regular footwear.
Oh my god, Dave, you pissed off so many people with that comment. Oh my gosh.
Daniel's being sarcastic and I'm about to slap him.
David, I think everyone knows that.
No, some people disagree.
Dude, that's like women's fashion and men's. Like women's fashion and shoes. Like they just have more.
I guess that's true. What do you think? If you were, okay, I'm gonna ask you a weird question.
Because women can wear more things than men. Men can only wear like pants and shirts. Women can wear dresses, they can wear skirts, they can wear like big blazers. They can wear like, men can wear blazers too, but like.
They can wear men's clothes and women's clothes.
Yeah, essentially. They have a wide variety of things that could fit them.
So for shoes, and then here's another thing that annoys me about women's shoes. Women can wear kid sizes, a lot of them. So they'll buy
small,
kids.
Because they have small feet.
Exactly, so they'll buy kids shoes that look fire. That would be like $200 if they're a man for like 60.
That's if they're like midgets. But they gotta be like 5'3", and like they probably feel like size kids 11. Like
there's some people that are like normal height that have like just really small feet.
That annoys me.
Why?
I might get surgery to get my feet smaller.
What the heck?
I've been really looking at those off-white Zoom flies.
What
dude,
the kid
size are only like $200. The men's size are like $500. That wouldn't make any sense though, because surgery probably costs like $3,000.
Yeah, so. Nike with Off-White is, I really like that
dude,
collaboration.
Dude, that collab is legendary.
That collab. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, like look up.
Just look
Nike
up Nike Off-White. Yeah. It's like the best shoe collab I think ever.
What do you think about the tags that stay on it? I don't really like the tags that stay on it, but
I wouldn't wear them with the tags on. But the shoe itself is fire.
The shoe is
like
fire.
Virgil Abloh, I don't like your clothes, but your shoes are great.
Wow. Okay.
I'm sorry. That's just a personal opinion, and you can hate me if you want, but those shoes are, yeah. If I had money, I probably wouldn't buy them, but
okay,
I'd do something.
What's like a dream shoe that you would...
Oh, that I would want?
Yeah, if you didn't have to pay any money for it. Mm. For some people, you know, some people are going to say like Yeezy or whatever. I feel like I could guess yours.
What? Guess it.
I think you would go for like... I think you would go for something really simple, like probably like a Nike Air Force.
Yeah, but that's not like a dream shoe.
Okay, okay. Give me your dream shoe.
Well, that's not a dream shoe. Okay, I don't really have a dream shoe.
Well, then why the heck did you say no to what I said?
Because it's not true.
I hate you.
But, I'd probably buy my dream shoe is like the either the Off-White Presto or the Off-White Zoom Fly.
Ooh.
Yeah. The Presto is nice.
Ooh.
The new one actually is the best one. I think that's the best shoe. Now, the Jordan 1 is probably going to go hands down as the best shoe, but Presto is second, in my opinion, and then Zoom Fly is third.
Okay. What do you think is like the best shoe for like everyday use?
Out of that Off-White collab or just any shoe?
Just out of any shoes.
Oh, Vans. Old school.
Black. For real?
Oh, 100%.
Vans have like no support.
Dude, what? Who cares about support? It's fashion. What
okay,
the
let's
hell?
Say let's say I walk around like a city all day and I wear Vans. Bro, I'm gonna have blisters.
Bro, I wore Vans in New York City. I was fine.
I know you're dumb.
You just got weak ass feet, David.
No, I like support.
Weak ass feet, like you. No, I'm not gonna.
You're rude. We're recording this in my house, by
the
way.
I gave you my food.
What the heck?
All right, there you go. I got you.
The dumplings are fire.
Exactly.
All right.
Thanks up to my... Hey, but I made them, though.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I handmade them.
You actually did?
Myself. My mom just put the meat together, and I made like... Dude, I sat down in that chair for like 10 hours all day. New Year's Eve, that was my New Year's Eve, just making dumplings all day.
Dude, that's lit.
My freezer is filled with them.
Okay, we're going back to shoes. What's like a comfortable pair of shoes for you? Like what are the shoes that like
any
if
shoe,
you had to walk
literally all my shoes are comfortable.
If you had to walk for like
miles,
like let's say you're going on a hike or something like that.
Like a athletic shoe. Anyone would pick an athletic shoe.
You really don't care.
No, like there's not a specific shoe that I know of that would be perfect for hiking. It's just any athletic shoe probably. That's wild. I could tough it out.
For like a city walk throughout the day, my ideal shoe is definitely the Adidas Ultra Boost.
Oh, but do you have an Ultra Boost?
No, because they're so expensive. They're like $200.
Those are good shoes.
They look good. They look really good, but they're also really comfortable.
I wouldn't get the Ultra Boost anymore. I think it's too athletic anymore.
It looks too athletic?
Yeah.
You don't want to look like an athlete.
Not when I'm like wearing like clothes that are not athletic clothes.
You could pair it with stuff. Maybe not stuff that you're wearing right now because you look like you're homeless.
Dude, if I get those Zoom Flies, perfect with this.
Oh,
perfect. You know what I'm thinking? You know those tan pants with the black thing on the side that I put on?
Yeah.
That with the Zoom Flies? Ooh, so fire.
We can't talk about things that people can't see. If we talk about things that people can't see, the people on the podcast are going
to
get confused.
Just come to my address and I'll show you what I'm talking about.
Give them your address right now.
Nah, so I live in Brooklyn, New York, 14328 Ocean Parkway, zip code 11235. That's the guy I sold pants to.
Are you serious? You just gave somebody a dress on our podcast?
Yeah, I sold him a hoodie.
What the heck? You memorized this stuff?
Yeah, because I shipped it like 2 days ago.
Dude, that's wild.
Shout out my boy, Jordan Nagiri.
What?
Jordan 88, my boy.
That's so...
Paid me $130 for an Astroworld hoodie.
Are you for real?
I'm up there, yeah. Actually,
how much did you buy it for?
70?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, dude, Astroworld, I should have bought like 20 of them.
You made a profit.
I know I did. I should have bought way more. I didn't know it was gonna be that big.
Man.
All right, David. How about you, man? What's your dream shoe?
My dream shoe? My dream shoe.
If money wasn't a factor.
Here's my thing. I'm loyal to Adidas. I've been loyal to Adidas for a while.
That's a problem.
Over Nike because I just like Adidas more. Like I just think it's
you
better.
You think their culture is better or something? What?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's the European vibe or something. But I like it. I like it more. And then also, when I was always playing soccer, all the cleats in Nike, they make them for little white kids with really skinny feet.
Yeah, you're not that.
No, I'm not that.
Then why would you like Adidas?
Because Adidas made their shoes for normal people.
Oh, you're saying Nike made that?
Yeah, Nike made them for like little... They made these skinny shoes, even in my size. If I went two sizes up, the shoes were still too skinny for me. So I was like, screw this, I'm going to Adidas. And so I was loyal. And so I stuck with Adidas. And they treated me right. So I would probably say... Oh,
there's not many like Adidas expensive shoes.
There's these Adidas, yeah, there's not a lot of like super
except
expensive
for, like,
Adidas
Yeezys.
Shoes. Maybe like Ultra Boost, honestly.
But you could get those.
I don't know, but I'm not gonna pay for
$200. Is there any specific Ultra Boost colorway that you've been like?
Mm-hmm. There's like this black and white.
Cause there's stuff that's like really like colorways that are super expensive.
Yeah. Honestly, I'd have to look it up to see, but there was one colorway that I saw that
like an Oreo?
Yeah, like an Oreo.
Oreos are
They're fire.
They're really old though, but they're very expensive.
I'm waiting for the price to go down.
They're not gonna go down.
They're still 180. Well, they'll go down at some point. Like,
no, they're not.
NMDs now only cost like.
That's because NMDs are overmade. Ultra Boost will never be overmade.
There's always gonna be.
And they're always getting better, so they're always gonna be same price.
That's annoying. Yeah.
Might as well cop them now, David.
Maybe. If you had to customize a pair of Vans, what would you do? I'm gonna keep on going with this question.
Customizing thing? Same thing.
You do the same thing?
I'm sorry to be boring, but same thing.
Yeah, you are boring.
It was all white. I don't know. I don't like flashy shoes. I don't like colorful shoes, so.
At all. What do you think about the Balenciagas that look like
the the moon shoes?
Yeah.
The sock ones or the thick ones?
The sock ones.
Oh, the runners. The runners are fire.
Actually, I'm changing my answer. The runners are definitely my dream shoe.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait.
I would take that over Ultra Boost, of course.
Actually, no. I'd still stick with Off-White. But no.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd get those Balenciagas so quick.
Those Balenciagas? I can't imagine you in the Balenciagas.
I would change my entire wardrobe if I got those Balenciagas.
David, your feet would like burst in those shoes.
I'm about to slap you. Just because you brought me food doesn't mean you don't get, like, you can't be.
David, I ask this to you all the time.
Yeah, I know. This is a sneak peek into our actual friendship. Daniel's mean to me. All right.
You couldn't guess already.
Now we're gonna switch it up to shoes that we don't like.
No. Elaborate on the Balenciaga. Why do you like that so much?
Okay, so the Balenciaga look, right? They do kind of look like moon shoes.
Yeah. No, they're not those shoes. Those shoes are not the moon shoes. The moon shoes are.
Oh yeah, you're right. You're right. But they still look like the runners. The runners still look sleek.
Yeah, they look hella sleek.
I
go all the way up.
Yeah, that's what I like about them. I like how they all look like one piece. No laces. I don't want anything like that. It's all sleek, one color. Yeah. It looks futuristic to me, but at the same time, like modern. Like it's happening now.
Yeah.
But this is something that we could see people in like the future wearing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I swear, when I get kids one day, my kids are gonna be like, "Oh, wow, look at these Balenciagas from the thrift store that I got. Like I got the Balenciaga runners." People are gonna still think that they're cool.
They're never gonna be in the thrift store, but okay.
Yeah, they're never gonna be in the thrift store, but one day. And Balenciagas make some, like, they make some nice shoes. Some of them.
What other shoes?
Have you seen those, like, thick heeled ones?
Yeah, you like those?
It matters who wears them.
Oh my God.
Wait, hold on.
Those shoes are trash.
Wait, hold on.
You gotta tell me those shoes look good.
It matters who wears them.
Who?
Like if I saw somebody on the runway wearing those with like a right outfit.
Yeah, anything on the runway looks good.
But that's what I'm saying.
But no, like, one's gonna wear those on the runway. Everyone's gonna wear them in person. In person, they look like duck feet. Like they look like something like Barney would wear or something like that. They look horrible.
Balenciaga also has like some.
Balenciaga has some fire ass clothes, I will say that.
They have some, look at these shoes.
Those are Gucci shoes, you dumb dumb.
Oh yeah, they are.
Oh my God.
I'm getting my brands mixed up.
Oh, those Gucci shoes? Oh my God, I freaking hate them.
Which ones?
The ones that you just showed me. Everyone knows. Those white shoes with the green and red stripe on the side.
Why don't you like it?
Dude. It's just a simp. It's like that's an Adidas Continental with just two red stripes on the side. I don't understand why everyone thinks they're worth like $700.
Here's the thing: the green, red, green is iconic.
Okay,
yeah. And it looks. It's a really good colorway. You have to admit that.
Yeah, it's a great colorway. But like, it's just a simple shoe. Like, I understand the materials are nice, but like $700.
But Balenciaga does that. I mean, Gucci does that with all their clothes too. Think about it.
No,
they put the green, look, they put the green, red, green on the trim of the pants.
You're not looking at the new stuff. Have you looked at their new line?
Like
the
new stuff I don't keep up with lines.
I went into the Gucci store in New York. Oh my God, they have some nice stuff.
Bro.
Like their jackets and their like sweaters are really like, you don't see that anywhere else. They have those like tigers and like those like weird embroideries all over the place.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking
about. Yeah, like that stuff I understand.
I think I've seen that on.
I understand why people get that stuff, but like the shoes, like, I think they're ugly.
Okay, let's talk about, that's a good transition. Let's talk about shoe trends that we don't like.
Okay, yeah, that's
great. Here's my first one. We're gonna like go back and forth.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm gonna start out. Yeah. I'll go first. I do not like slides. I don't like slides.
Oh, that's not like a trend though.
But everyone wears slides, like especially like customized slides that look like, I got like the fuzzy pink slides. Or I have like the Gucci slides.
But like people
Gucci
don't wear them for like fashion purposes.
Some people do. Some people want slides because they like, oh wow, these slides look like amazing. I swear.
I think the people wearing slides because they're just lazy. They don't want to, like, people. When I see people that are like lazy, they just wear slides.
If I see people on like a college campus wearing slides, then you know that's what's up. But
yeah.
If I see people like flexing on Instagram wearing their like
Gucci flip flop or something.
Yeah, something like that. I think that looks.
I think that trend kind of died out. But yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Also, can you stop moving so like weirdly?
What?
You're moving close and then farther away from
your mic. I'll edit it out. It'll be fine.
That's not how editing works.
I'll edit each 5 seconds to increase the volume to make up for my going away. So the trend I hate right now is like Gucci shoes.
Really?
Wait, I can't think of anything else.
You're so dry.
Right, let me think. You really caught me off guard.
I literally went first so that you would have time to
think. I was going to say dad shoes, but I kind of do like the dad shoes. Okay, I don't like...
That was going to be my next one.
Oh. I hate when girls wear those like thick-ass Fila shoes.
Oh, that yeah.
That shit looks stupid. Like, it just looks like your feet are swollen.
Yeah.
Like, I do not like that look.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's a big one.
That's a good one. Like, what do you think about the Fila ones that are like etched at the bottom? I really don't
like those. Well, those are the ones I'm talking about. Like, those like etched ones, so we have like those edges and like, yeah, they're super thick. Like, I don't like when girls wear those.
That shoes. Reminds, that gives me like a goth vibe.
Yeah, sort of. But like, I don't like those. I can't say that.
What are you gonna say?
Nah, I'll tell you off.
Now people are gonna think that we're bad.
Nah.
All right.
I have good souls, good intentions.
My trend is actually it's a girl trend too. I don't like any kind of. I guess no, that doesn't really count.
I got one.
Okay. I'll say this one real quick because this one's easy. Crocs. I just think Crocs look dumb.
Oh yeah.
I don't think they're worth buying. Like,
yeah.
I know.
I don't think they're really functional either.
They don't look comfortable. It's like one whole piece of plastic.
Yeah, I feel like your feet will get very stinky in
those. Ooh, yeah, the smell too. Or actually, here's a good one. This is actually, I'm gonna change my Crocs one. This one annoys me more. Any shoes with spikes.
Like on the outside, on the upper sole?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like some, there's like some Versace shoes that I know of that like have like some like really expensive shoes that I know you're talking about. Yeah, those don't look good.
I don't like any shoes with spikes.
They just look
like I just think that it looks too like they're trying to be too edgy.
They look tacky. That's what it is.
Yeah.
They just don't look like they look kind of old and like overdone.
Yeah.
Like they're trying too hard.
Yeah. Okay. Give us yours. Did you forget?
No, I didn't.
You forgot. Look at all the gaps in audio right now.
It's fine. Don't look at that. This is peer pressure. Click off.
Wait, stop. No, stop. You can't do that.
Okay. Maybe like, I was going to say Birkenstocks, but I kind of do like that.
You do?
Yeah.
I think Birkenstocks are so overdone.
Oh, wait. No, I think sandals are fire.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, There's these.
No, don't type.
No. I want to show people. I forgot what the name was called. Oh, yeah. I'll use my phone.
People can't see.
There was this. I need to tell people what they're called.
But Daniel like, right now is looking at his phone to try to find this pair of shoes.
Oh, they're Suicokes.
Suicokes?
Suicoke sandals. Is that how you spell them? Suicoke. Yeah. I think people know what these are. I think I want to get a pair of these so badly.
Are you crazy?
Yeah, they're like Jesus sandals, but on a whole other level.
All right, let me explain something. I went on a.
They look like.
Do you know what Chacos are?
Futuristic sandals. Look at that.
Those look awful.
Oh, not those ones. But like these ones are cool.
Nah, no.
Dude, these ones, socks are nice.
No. Okay, if you guys want to look these up.
These are like $200.
Okay, look up Suicokes. They're $200?
Yeah, because they're like really well made.
Okay, look up Suicokes, ready?
They're Japanese.
Suicoke. Look them up,
it's
please.
It's Sui in front of Coke.
That's Sui in front of Coke. So look those up and tell us what you think about them.
They did a collaboration with Golf.
They did?
Golf Way, yeah.
I don't think those look good. That was actually gonna be my next one. Those look awful.
Yeah, I don't like the suit. If they're black, I would have gotten them, but I'm not a fan of like the bright colors.
Here's my next one.
I'm really a fan of Tyler though. Yeah.
My next shoe trend that I don't like is actually sandals. I'm not a fan of sandals. If they're functional, then I kind of get it. But I know some people that wear sandals literally every day, like every day of the summer.
Okay, well, I don't like people that wear sandals because of like they're lazy. I like people.
That's why most people wear them. Or most people.
No.
Like you know, most of the people that we know that wear Birkenstocks because that's like that's just what they.
Yeah,
wear.
That's true.
They just wear it every day.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And they don't even like look good because after a while, your nasty, stupid foot is like imprinted inside of the Birkenstock. Yeah. Wait, you like the Birkenstocks with sandals?
Yeah, no, with socks.
Oh, with socks? Oh my gosh.
You have to wear sandals. I don't want to see your stupid toes.
What do you think? What?
Yeah.
What do you think flip-flops are for? Or what do you think sandals are for?
The white contrasts well with the color of the sandal. That's what I like.
No, you look dumb.
Dave, it's all about contrast, okay? All
right, people, I was gonna say comment down below.
No.
We should get a Twitter so that people can comment on it.
No one even watches the show.
There's a couple of people. It would be pretty funny. Since you guys know us, just text us or whatever and tell us what you think about socks.
No, no one's texting us shit, all right? No one's texting us ever about this show,
right? I know some people that listen to it.
Have they texted you?
I mean, we've talked about it in person.
I have one friend. Oh, I forgot to give a shout. We forgot to do shout outs.
We aren't doing shout outs.
No, I was going to do a shout out to my sister's friend because she asked me for a shout out.
Bro, who?
Joy. You know Joy, right?
Oh, Joy?
Yeah, she made this fire ass kombucha. Nice.
Joy, yo, shout out to you.
Yeah.
She gave us some promo on Instagram too. Joy, if you, here's a deal for you, Joy.
Come on our show. We can do a kombucha podcast.
Yeah, we'll do that too. But Joy, if you make an Instagram post about our podcast, we will
make you. She said she'll be a manager.
Oh, that's actually pretty fine.
Sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah, stop interrupting.
Okay, sorry.
If you make an Instagram post about our podcast, we will get you a customized shirt just for you.
Yeah.
It's going to look really, really good.
It'll just be our faces in the front and back.
Oh, that would be so funny.
All over.
Do you know what would be really good? What if it was like your face next to my face and it was just like all over? It's like a monogram all over the entire shirt.
I was just thinking like a giant blown up picture of our faces on the front. Just like one giant
face. It would look awful. That would look bad.
That's the point.
Okay. Yeah. So today's podcast was about shoes. We're going to go more into fashion a little bit later. We have a lot to say about fashion, so it'll probably be like two parts or whatever.
Hell yeah, man.
You guys should definitely get hyped about that.
Yeah.
Make sure you share the podcast with your friends and yeah, tell us what you think about it. Okay, I think that's all.
Sorry. I'll cut that out.
The outro music's playing right now.
So no, it's not.
The outro music's playing. We gotta go.
So if I had the intro song that I chose, it's because I love this guy.